You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. Today, I am here to interview the final three of Big Brother Canada 9. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and these will be my final exit interviews of the season, outside of potential deep dive interviews a little bit later. Very exciting stuff here. I'm going to be speaking with Ty, the winner of Big Brother Canada 9, as well as Brayden and Tara, who will be interviewing me with me together as the second and third place finishers. So that's what I've got for you here today. Hopefully you enjoy it. And let's get into it. Ty, hello.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm great, honestly.
Yeah. How does it feel? You won.
It feels surreal. Hasn't sunken in. I woke up this morning being like, where am I? And was that a dream?
There you go. Were you a big fan of the show?
I would say I was decently familiar. Like, I watched seasons 6, 7, 1, 2, and part of 3. Mm-hmm. So I was familiar with the show. I wouldn't have said I was a super fan though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw you win the jury vote 6-1. You did say that you didn't care about jury management. And that you didn't need Beth's vote, but you got it anyway. It's how much of that did play in your mind when you were playing the game, this whole jury management aspect of it?
I want to say, like, to be real with you, it wasn't part of my strategy. My strategy was really to get to the final two and worry about it when I got there. I didn't like the way some of the other house guests were framing jury management. They were framing it in a way where it was like a thing you do when someone's about to leave to go to jury, where you try to finesse them to vote for you before you're even in the final two. I thought jury management to me was how you played the game. If people believe you played a really good game, they would vote for you in the end inevitably. And I think that's for me what happened. I didn't believe in jury management as it being one thing on its own. I thought it was just encompassed in your broader game.
It's which I think that's an awesome point to make. Have you had a chance to talk to the jury at all, get their thoughts on like why they voted the way they did?
I did, actually. I saw them last night and we talked about it a little bit. And a lot of them said I probably would have lost if it wasn't for my final speech or my pitches that I that I spoke when I spoke to them. I think that's really what convinced them in the end. But apparently, had I not had that chance, I would have lost the game still, which surprises me in some ways, but doesn't.
Well, it seemed very close from our perspective. And we heard a lot of the jurors say that maybe they would be deciding it based on who won the final HOH. Did you hear that at all?
I did hear that. But I even think beyond that, they still didn't want to vote for me, even though I won the final HOH. People were salty with me. I didn't fully understand why. Like, Brayden never got any salt this whole game. I would get all of it. He put Beth on the block. Why was I taking all the heat? It made no sense to me. The reality was, like, I didn't really, in my opinion, I didn't turn my back on her. I just didn't have her back. You know what I mean?
Like, never had it in the first place.
I just didn't have her back. Like, I was like, why would I defend you after you made a final three, didn't include me in it, didn't tell me about it, and then tried to voluntell me to go on the block the following week? I'm like, it's clear to me that you're turning on me right now. So I'm done. But the reality was, it wasn't. Brayden was her best, was one of her good friends too, and he put her up, not me. So I thought in the end, if it was me and Brayden, like the plan was, she's not voting for Brayden because he put her up. I just voted her out.
Yeah. Can you tell me, like, what was the point in the game where you decided to go against Jed and Beth? Because it did seem like, you know, you guys were the triangle, the sauce for a little while. It seemed like you were very close. It felt like you were going to be a loyal player to that alliance until the end. Did you always intend on sort of maybe going your own way, or did that happen at some point in the game?
So I always intended for us to be a final three. I did think my path there would be tough because they were starting to fall in love. And that started to make question how I would navigate two of them are in love. Two of us are in love. I thought there was some difficulty in that path. But the reality was, when they put Kiefer on the block, or when we put Kiefer on the block, specifically putting Kiefer on the block, changed the definition of loyalty in this game to me. Because Kiefer was one of our loyal soldiers who worked with us and made moves on our behalf for a good portion of this. So for Jim on the block, I thought, worried me. Like, if he's putting Kiefer up, when's my turn?
Yeah, it did seem like there was a conversation between you and Kiefer right around the time he convinced Jed to end up wanting to keep him. That may have been the turning point. Would you say that was that conversation was probably it?
I would say that conversation would have been pretty pivotal. I think Tara and I also had really good conversations moving me in that direction. And then when she won HOH, inevitably, I thought that was the perfect time for me to really turn on them, because now one of us would have to go and it wasn't going to be me.
Ty, your win meant a lot to a lot of people. You know, you are representing probably the most diverse season of the show, and it was very exciting to see. What does all that mean to you to be able to sort of like represent and be a winner of the show like this?
It means the world to me. Like, it's difficult to even put into words what it really does mean. The reality is, I came into this season with that being one of my goals, to be the first Black winner of Big Brother Canada, or have an impact, or have a hand in that happening. And the reality is, it actually did happen. What that means is that I think Canada really got to see an educated Black man play this game really well. And I don't know what impact that has. I think it has such a huge impact. When I think of, like, Black kids watching an educated Black man achieve something like this, they think, what could I do? I think the message it sends is beyond what words can describe. I think it's really impactful and something that needed to be happen. It was long overdue. Even not just me winning, just the diversity that we had this season was something I've never seen before. We had four Black HOHs. Mm-hmm. When does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Like, that was something I think that was probably very impactful for a lot of Canadians.
All right. Well, that's what I've got for you, Ty. Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure watching you all season. You seem like a really good guy. And I'm really happy that you won and represent the season. The way you played, too, being willing to cut your friends. I always like that. So, all right. Thank you so much, Ty.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
He's like, get this video out of here.
All right, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I mean, I'd be better if I had some money, if we just want to be real for a minute.
Yeah. I'd be better with $100,000, too.
I would have taken 20.
Well, Tara, tell me about the decision at the Final Four to cut Kiefer instead of Braden.
So some people will say, you know, that cost me going to Final Two, because I think Ty would have cut Kiefer in that situation. And I knew Ty wouldn't bring me next to Braden, but I don't regret that decision. You know, I was working with Kiefer early on in the season. I told him I would go to war with him. We did this huge trap door plan, and then he cut me, and I was not going to give him the chance to do it the second time. It wasn't happening. I don't regret my choice at all. And I really wanted to see an oddball in the finale. If I wasn't there, I wanted it to be Braden. I did.
Well, tell me also about this trapdoor. You were both involved in this. The thing for me in particular was that after you convinced Jed to use the veto on Beth, you did end up putting Braden on the block anyway. What went into that decision?
So the biggest thing about my game was that when I said my words, I always followed through with my action. And to ensure that Jetson actually used the veto on Beth, I told him that I would put up Braden. I knew that Braden was going to be safe. It was a risk. I had chatted it through with Braden, being like, look, if you don't want to go through this, we can try getting these guys out in a different way. But it was a risk that I had to take, because that was all I had in my game, was my word. My words and my actions always lined up. But it was terrifying to do. It was terrifying.
I got said for a week.
Yeah.
Well, Braden, she told you all you need to do is say the word and you don't go up. Why didn't she say the word?
Because, you know, listen, when you're faced with an opportunity, which, you know, can be game changing, which I feel like we would have been stupid to not take. Because honestly, Jetson is such a wild card. He was good at almost everything that he did. So the fact that we had him on the block and the fact that we could keep him on the block until Thursday, I felt like we would be stupid to not do it. So when, you know, they came to me and they're like, listen, like, you'll have to agree. I was like, you know what? I'm willing to do it. And if it pays off, fantastic. We all look like heroes. Like, we would be victorious. I also knew that in the back of my mind that genuinely, if they really did keep Jetson, that they were all idiots. Like, I was like, you will be handing him the game. I was like, you just let him pull off the biggest move ever in Big Brother history, where he used the veto on his showmans, and he's the biggest target in this game, and he stays. Like, you guys are just handing him the game. So I had a lot of faith, you know, in my fellow housemates and in Tara that I was in good hands, but obviously I was stressed.
Not to mention, if I would have put up Ty, Jetson could have stayed, you know?
Eventually.
Beth would have obviously kept him, and Kiefer was in love with Jed. He may have switched. You don't know. That might not have worked. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know. Have you guys had a chance to talk to the jury at all? Do you know where their thoughts were at when it came to that final vote?
Here and there, you know, people said that they, you know, kind of based it off of the season, but then also I think a big part of it was the final competition.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah.
I think they kind of just like decided that whoever wins that final HOH really deserves to win, which I totally understand. It is a big thing, but I think that my game was really downplayed to them, and I don't think that they saw the importance and how hard I really was playing all season.
You know what? I'm going to spill some tea. We have spoken to the jury, and some of them said they made the wrong choice. So I'll spill a little bit of tea. can't believe I would be...
Do we think, what? Braden, if you had won that final HOH, do we think that maybe Braden would have won?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I mean, that's it. Because that's the sense that I got watching what the jury was saying prior to the finale. So, Braden, that final question, I hate to even talk about it. I can't even imagine. You buzz in early and then you realize you're wrong.
Immediately. I knew I was wrong immediately as soon as I hit it. You know, they switched it up on me. You know, normally it's an ascending order from 4 to 5. instead of 5'4". So as soon as I hit B, I was like, I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. Like, I just did, like, I know it's such an easy question.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just praying. I was like, please let Ty have also messed it up. Make sure he wasn't paying attention, but he got it. And then I was like, well, I'm going to really have to argue my case hard to the jury.
Mm. And Tara, I feel like you also got a little bit, you got a little bit screwed in that final three HOH. Part two was not exactly suited to your strengths here. I can't imagine, you must have walked, because the second I saw it, I was like, oh, well, that's it for Tara then.
See, yes and no. I mean, I think Ty's time would have beat me regardless. He did that insanely fast. But my error on that last question, I hit it correctly and I put up the wrong block that I dropped. And I didn't even realize that I did that. You know, that was a very tough pill to swallow. That was, I don't think I'll ever watch it. I don't think I'll ever watch it.
How long do you think you spent on that one question?
Oh, at least 30 minutes. It was, because then you start to panic. That suit was so hot. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I thought that maybe it was a combination of wrong. And like, I didn't know it. And it was like Jed and Beth haunting me from their graves, you know, but they were the only two that I didn't know. I didn't know what Jed and Beth thought because I didn't care about them in the house, you know? Oh, karma.
So, Brayden, we saw from the diary room that you were planning on taking Ty to the final two for at least the last week or two. How long had you been planning on taking him to the final two?
So, I think I really debated. It was right before I really debated it up until Tara had won the four veto. I just knew that after she won the four veto that she would have been the hardest competitor, the biggest competitor to beat. And she just took out two of the biggest people in the game. She took out Jed not once, but twice. She battled her way back in. She won the four veto and took out Kiefer. I was like, there is no way if I stand next to this woman that she's not going to smoke me. Like, I will have no chance. So I think as soon as that happened, I was kind of dead set and that I would probably have to take Ty if I wanted to win this game.
Were you also sort of looking at, because something that we were looking at was like Ty maybe screwing up his jury management a little bit. He says to Beth he doesn't care about jury management. Did that play a role in the decision?
Oh, of course. I knew that compared to Ty, I played a very clean game. My hands were not bloody at all. Even when I put Beth on the block, she was like, oh, I understand it. I did you dirty last week. I was trying to get you backdoored. So this makes sense. But she was like, Ty's playing against me? That doesn't add up at all. So I hoped that, you know, people would be a little bitter, that people would remember that I played a very clean game. And this guy, you know, he'd have to backstab his friends and lie right to their face for a week straight. But it didn't work out for me in the end, you know?
All right. Well, I think that's about my time with you guys. But hopefully we can talk again at some point in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a fantastic day.
And there you go. That was the final three from Big Brother Canada 9. Some great stuff from all three of them. I again apologize for the connection, and particularly in the Ty interview, but it was such a pleasure to talk to these three. They were really great. So it was a lot of fun all season long. I hope that you guys had as much fun as me with these exit interviews, with the coverage in general, with the season in general. It's been such a blast. So thank you guys so much for joining me all along the way. You can continue to find the content that I produce on twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, or you can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Again, stay tuned for any potential deep dives that I do with some of these players, as well as the final roundtable where we're going to wrap up the season. That's going to be next Tuesday. If you're watching this when it drops, if you're watching this way after the fact, then it was a long time ago, probably. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much. Become a patron of Rob as a Podcast if you want to support what we do here. And see you next time.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.